Good evening, class. I just wanted to record this, pretty much the ending of the photography chapter. We didn't get to talk about this in class the last time we met, so I just wanted to do a quick recording on this. Hopefully it'll help you guys a little bit when it comes to studying for the exam. So we last talked about color photography and how for the first 100 years, basically most of the photography was black and white. If anything, they attempted to do color, but was not that successful. It was also very expensive. And so that in 1907, or in 1907, that is when the color started to get a little bit better. And this company here, Eastman Kodak, was the first to actually establish a method that makes color more visible. And so that happened in 1932. Okay, so pretty much for the first 100 years, black and white photography, a little bit later, color started to come in. And you can imagine that in the beginning, the color photography was not exactly regarded as an art form, in that it basically stayed that way until the 1960s. So 30 years after color was being introduced, or after color was being used, then later it started becoming more as an official art medium. And so one of the reasons why color photography wasn't that popular was when people would look at color photography, there was a strong association with family photos. And so there's something, a more mundane quality that comes into looking at color photography, okay? And so here's an example of color photography that ended up being in a exhibition, okay? Just from looking at the images here, you can tell that, you can tell the, or you can guess that it is from the past, just from looking at the vehicles here, maybe the quality of the color itself. It definitely has that vintage, say, produced painters. Photographers are very much doing what painters are doing in terms of finding a better composition. You can tell from the diagonals being created by the hood of the vehicle. You can see the trunk in the distance there. Some interesting angles with the road and also the shadows. And again, when it comes to stronger images in general, we like to see good contrast, so a good balance between darks and lights being portrayed here. Very strong vertical line in the center. And more diagonal lines. And so this is William Eggleston, untitled Nehi Bottle on Car Hood, Los Alamos Portfolio, 1965 through 1974. Okay, so that is one example of color photography in an exhibition. And again, it didn't happen until the 60s. Okay, and so here's another example of a color photography that was in an exhibition. It looks a little bit different from some other photography that we're used to, due to the fact that this image was actually taken using a camera underneath the water. So this work here, the artist used the camera under the water, pointing up towards that moonlit sky. You can see through the bushes and the clouds here. And so artists are finding, these photographers are finding more ways to use the camera creatively. Okay. And what we are actually looking at is an example of how artist uses the paper itself as a way to create some interesting images. Okay. And so here is another example of color photography being used. And so we have this interesting duality. We have a boy's image being printed on a leaf. Actually, the exposure was being placed on that leaf instead of a paper. Okay, and underneath we have a butterfly. Okay, so you're probably wondering, why would the artist put these two things together? And so this work here is called Iridescence of Life, number 7, made in 2008 by Bin Don. Okay, and what he does, he pairs these images of war victims with butterfly specimens and embeds them in resin. And so some interesting things about Bin Don, he's actually from Cambodia, and that in Cambodia, there was a very tragic civil war, in that thousands of people died. And so you could say it happened around the 60s and the 70s, sometime around the Vietnam War. Okay. And so there's a lot of work that is based off of that experience, especially from these people from Cambodia. That's probably the one event that really changed the way people were living in that country. And so this is another example of photography done by the same artist. And if you look at the quality of the image, it feels very much like something that we've already seen earlier this chapter. This work is called Angkor Wat, part of his Reconstructing Memories exhibition. And so he actually uses a daguerreotype. So if you guys can remember that, a very early type of photography. Okay. And so talking a little bit more about the color photography and heading into the contemporary, basically a lot of the things that are happening now, the digital revolution, a big part of what is happening in photography, especially in the art world. So when we're talking about this digital revolution, we're talking about a shift from using chemicals and using film. In the past, what cameras were doing, basically burning the images onto these negatives. If you guys have probably seen these films of ribbon, and it's and you can see the picture on there. If you look really closely, it's actually just a negative, so an inverse of the actual image. And so when the photography shifted towards digital, you could say that many of the same things were being used, such as having, of course, a camera. You also have to select the lens. And so instead of saving the memory onto these ribbons, now they can save all of those, all of that information digitally. And now these images can be manipulated through things like Photoshop. Maybe you dabbled a little bit with a digital imaging program, especially on our devices. And so something about this idea of photo manipulation, there's this idea here, a vehicle of truth no longer holds. And so we're probably thinking, what does that mean? When it comes to images, we're not really sure whether or not someone changed it or edited it. And so because of this, the specialness of photography has been reduced. And if you think about photography from the past, especially the ones that we looked at earlier in the chapter, the images that deal with the Great Depression or the low quality of life that the workers were experiencing, that was basically the truth. Whatever we saw was the truth through photography. But now, because of photo manipulation, that is no longer valid. Okay, and so here's another example of color photography being used. And if you can imagine walking into a gallery exhibition wall, and you see this there, basically a collection of images, actually postcards, and that they are arranged this particular way, almost covering the whole wall. Okay, Zoe Leonard, You See I Am Here After All, 2008, approximately 4,000 postcards. Okay, and so Zoe Leonard was a very interesting artist in that she was basically criticizing the way people were using photography. People were using photography as a way to document where they are, but also as a way to maybe show off a particular lifestyle that is very extravagant. And so she made this exhibition to, in a way, expose that idea. If I have so many of these pictures, if I have so many of these photographs or these postcards on the wall, then I guess I was there too. That's the idea behind this. Okay. And so if we take a look at this work here, okay, it looks like a basic color photo of someone's backyard. If you look closely in the center, there's a boy that looks, that is falling down. And so we can't help but imagine, wow, this was taken at the perfect time, because it looks like he's really about to fall with nothing there to land on. Okay, and so maybe many of us are already thinking that it looks a little bit staged. If you are thinking that way, then that's the direction the artist was going in terms of the subject matter. Boy Falls from Tree, Jeff Wall, 2010. Vividly real photography, but stagey. And this is a very big printing, 92 inches by 120 inches, so very large work here. And so it feels like a type of documentary. It is actually a combination of images. And so just keep in mind that idea that due to the digital revolution, the truth does not exactly hold in terms of looking at photography. Okay, and I think that was the last example from this chapter. Let me know if you guys have any questions.